Do you ever have those days where you just want to smash someone's face in?
The most driven people in the world want to build great empires and leave a great legacy. This podcast, The Underestimated Entrepreneur, is my attempt at documenting the lessons I'm learning on my way to building a $100 million empire that helps people perform better in life and business. My hope is that you use these lessons to live a kick-ass life while building your own empire and leaving a powerful legacy. I hope you share and enjoy.
Driven mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Well, today's one of them days. Fucking hell. Anyway, the last couple of days, I have not been feeling the best. I don't know what it is. I know I'm allergic to whey or something like that. But anyway, my diet's changed up since I've been over here in Bali. I'm still here. I've just noticed my sleeping has been really bad. Like on my Whoop, I've been getting about 3 to 5% recovery a night, which is like in the massive red zone. Last night, I went to go to sleep, super tired. And then all of a sudden, like I'm awake at 12 o'clock at night and then the next second it's 5:30 in the morning and I'm still wide awake and I'm getting frustrated and I'm pissed off. And then I fell asleep until like 8 o'clock and then I woke up and I'm still feeling like wired but tired. And I'm just like, man, fuck this shit. Now it could be as well because the stuff that the doctors gave me the other day, cause I got a vitamin drip, but they gave me some like paracetamol and stuff like that just to help cause my sinuses were so blocked. They gave me some other stuff to help with my sinuses and it had pseudoephedrine in it. That may have wired me, I'm not sure. Well, my point is that I just woke up this morning and I felt a bit, you know, just one of them days. And I want to get a heap of shit done, but at the same time, my body is tired, but wired. I'm wide awake. I'm like almost angsty, but at the same time, I feel like I just want to have a massive sleep. And so I've got a heap of shit to do. It's, you know, I've got the staff to take care of. I've got stuff to do. And so anyway, I'm just sitting here and I'm like, I'll get the podcast done because I want to do this. I know for so many of you, it motivates you every day. But I just picked up my phone and I'm just flicking through it. The reason why I do this podcast is for this specific reason. And it's that so many of you out there listen to it every day just for that spark of inspiration. You just need to hear something that just puts your head in the game. I didn't wake up this morning and do personal development. I literally woke up, had a shower, went out for breakfast, came back, had a coffee, and then got the podcast done. Actually, I sent about 50 DMs as well on my Instagram because I've had a lot of new followers coming through in the last couple of weeks. And so there was, you know, 50 plus new followers that have come through since last night. I personally reach out to everyone and welcome them to the community and so on. I don't know, I was just feeling a bit, yeah. Pick up my phone. I start flicking through on Instagram and I see this one post from Tom Brady and he says, fuck your mindset, fuck your negative thoughts. Winning isn't about winning on the days where you feel like you're winning. Winning is all about working on your mindset and getting your mind in the game when you feel like you're not winning. And it was just that little thing that went bang and just clicked my brain into gear and went, you know what, that is so true. I just feel like I've had my ass kicked the last couple of days with sleep, or actually it's probably been a week now that my sleeping's been shit. But the last couple of days especially, I've noticed that every day I'm sort of trending downwards a little bit with my enthusiasm, with my energy, and my mindset's still good. I'm still doing better than probably 99% of the population, that's for sure. But for me, it's just not at the level that I like operating at. You know, I know that as a mindset beast, and I'm a mindset beast, that I can get my mind to do most things. But it's just worn me out a little bit. And I'm still gonna go to the gym today. I'm still gonna get it done. My diet's still been pretty clean today. You know, I woke up this morning and went out for breakfast. I just had an egg omelet and some vegetables. And the chef is amazing. She makes me this like Indonesian tea or whatever to help with my sinuses. She's fucking amazing. You know, it was just a reminder that I needed, that I just gotta pick my head up and put it back into the game. That it's all well and good to do things when you feel like doing them, but how do you do things when you don't feel like doing them? How do you get your head in the game when you don't feel like everything's going your way? How do you handle the day when life's kicking your ass? How do you handle the week when you're getting your ass kicked? You know, and sometimes you get your ass kicked for months. In big businesses, they can get their ass kicked for years. You know, if you have a look at big corporate businesses, they can have 2, 3, 4, 5 year downturns. How do you handle that? Now, a lot of us out there want to win. We want to consistently win. But if you have a look at any great sporting team, they normally have more losses than they do wins. Over a 10-year period, over a season they might do well, maybe over 2 seasons, but very rarely does someone have 3 seasons or 4 seasons or 5 seasons where they're consistently winning. Even during a great season, most teams will still have a loss. So we're going to consistently have losses as well in our own lives. How do we deal with them? How do you deal with a week where financially you're struggling? How do you deal with it when you feel like not going to the gym or not exercising? How do you deal with it when you feel like not eating well? How do you deal with things when you're not inspired? And what I realized is the importance of this podcast, that little message from Tom Brady there that just pepped me up. I hope that this podcast is that pep up that you need, that every day you're just getting one thing from my podcast. You're just like, you know what, fuck, I've got to get back in the game. I've got to play bigger. I've got to do better. Because that's what this community is all about. It's all about playing bigger, doing better.
Nobody gets into business to work long, consistent hours and to be stressed out all the time, burnt out, frustrated, and feeling more trapped than if you had a job. You want the lifestyle. You want the opportunity that business can create. What's the point of having a business if you don't benefit and feel great as well? I help business owners avoid wasting a ton of time, effort, and money on doing all the wrong things that most business owners do. And I help align you and stay focused on doing all the right things that help business scale more quickly, more effective, and more efficiently. More importantly, I help business owners to get their head right so that they can get the most out of business, but also so they can get the most out of life and do things the right way. So are you ready to kill your excuses? Are you ready to step up in business and create the lifestyle that you truly want? Learn more about my elite business coaching and apply at michaelmojo.com.
You know, I just spoke to Jess the other day and we were talking about this and she said, well, what's the community in your mind? And I said, especially for Business Growth Odyssey or my business community, it's all about looking better, feeling better, and being better. But maybe it's not just our business community, maybe it's our whole community. That I think that if you look better and you feel better, you're always going to perform better anyway, which then means you're going to be better. So if we can be better, look better, and feel better, we're always going to crush in life. And yeah, you're going to have your off days. Yeah, you're going to have days where you don't feel like doing shit, but how you play that game is probably the most important game or the most important day. So I hope this is a reminder to just get your head back in the game, to keep playing big, to keep thinking big. You know, if you need a hand, reach out. Jump on Instagram, shoot me a message and say, hey bro, I'm having a shit day. Right? I'm there for you. You're part of the community. The other thing is as well, if you don't have consistent people in your life where you're being surrounded with that enthusiasm, that energy, this is the reason why I do my Sunday night business coaching calls with my business community. Because if you don't have your head in the game for the start of the week, man, it's so easy in business to just get your ass whooped week after week after week after week and not have people there that you're surrounded with who have that empowering mindset. And it's also the reason why on Monday nights, I do my mindset and lifestyle coaching, which is I do a coaching call for, at the moment, we've got about 100, 120 people in that program. And they all jump on and they ask questions and shit like that. 3/4 of the people don't ask any questions. They just sit there and they listen to the other questions that people in the community have. But it's a reminder that they need to keep in the game for that week ahead. And if you keep doing that every week, it's like a fucking reset button. It's a reset button for business on Sunday night so that you start the week well and get your team engaged. Because if you're a business owner and your team's not engaged on Monday morning, potentially the whole week's going to be shit. Because if you're not set, how are they going to be set? You're the leader. If you can't get yourself right for the week, how are they going to get themselves right? So that's why that Sunday night call is so important for business owners. You know, if you want to jump on board, send me a message on Instagram and say, hey, how do I get on board with the business coaching? And then for the Monday night calls, which is mindset and lifestyle, again, it's that reset button to just reset yourself every Monday night so that you can stay re-inspired or get re-inspired, get your head in the game. For me, if it wasn't for that one little clip from Tom Brady that was just that reset button that just re-triggered, I don't know how today would have ended up. Right, I don't know. But it was just that one thing that I really needed to hear that was just like, bang, just reset. And I'm so glad that I just seen that video. So Driven Mofo, stay in the game. Keep resetting your mind. Use this podcast daily as a reset button. But also as well, don't be afraid to jump into my other programs and get into the mindset coaching on Monday nights or the business coaching calls on Sunday nights. And if you want to jump in any of those, just hit me up on Instagram. Just shoot me a message and say, how do I get involved? Because they could be the thing that will help you to perform at your peak every week. But anyway, Driven Mofos, I hope this helped. Anyway, I'm going to the gym. I'm going to go smash it out. Then I'm going to go have a good feed. I think they've got an ice bath here as well. I'm going to see if they've got a cold plunge or something like that to jump into. And hopefully tonight, anyway, I have a good sleep and get my shit back together with my sleeping battens. But anyway, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. Keep pushing it. And even if you're having one of those bad days today, it's not a bad day. It's relative to how well you play the game. If you've got a 5% battery life today and you push it to that whole 5%, you still had a great day. That's way better than if you've got a 95% battery life in your own mindset and in your own energy, and you only perform at 40%, that still sucks. So Compare your best with how you're feeling today and how you're operating today. Don't do it always at your best because you're setting an ideal that maybe you can't live up to, and then you start beating yourself up. You feel like you're not good enough. You feel like you're not achieving. Like, I know today's not going to be my optimum day, but it can be the optimum day for the way that I am today, for the battery life that I have, for the energy that I have, for the enthusiasm that I have, based on the sleep that I have, right? It's probably my hormones are probably all out of whack. Like, everything's probably all fucked up, but you know, I got to do my best today with what I've got. And that's what's going to make me a champion. I already know that I'm a champion because I'm already the best at what I do in this industry and in this field. Please make sure that you just keep pushing and doing your best. Anyway, Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. I look forward to joining you back here on the next episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur, but keep pushing hard, guys. Get out there, do your best each and every day. Anyway, take care. I look forward to joining you back here for the next episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur.